Everything you need to know about 5G. It's a lightning-fast process, really, really quickly. However, faster mobile downloads are simply one aspect of how 5G will revolutionize the world. Because of its name, 5G is the technological successor to 4G, as you would have predicted. On paper, 5G is faster than any current Wi-Fi technology, including the most advanced Wi-Fi 6, and it is even faster than any residential broadband service now available anywhere outside of South Korea. When comparing theoretical lab maximums, 4G LTE, the standard on which we've depended until now, is around 100 times slower than 5G wireless. That's a significant amount. But it's also not fully realistic. In real-world applications, 5G introduces a speed increase of something like 50 times, albeit the bulk of connections peak out a little slower than that at their fastest. The raw figures, even if they are not entirely representative of the signal that reaches a phone from the mast, are nevertheless amazing, and it is vital to put them into context. When it comes to bringing in entertainment content, they're more than adequate. The BBC requires 2.75 Mbps to broadcast high-definition programming from iPlayer, while Netflix wants approximately 25 Mbps when streaming their Ultra HD video content. Although new color technologies, frame rates, and the shift to 8 Kelvin may raise those needs even higher in the future, there is still plenty of headroom at the upper end. It requires 1 Mbps of 5G bandwidth to be able to cope with it. Even if you only obtain a speed of 0 Mbps or 300 Mbps due to environmental circumstances, that's still equivalent to the fastest residential internet connections available today in terms of speed. In what ways are the backwards and forwards different? There are several methods in which 5G can achieve those speeds. One of the most notable features is that it makes use of many antennas, allowing it to take advantage of massive MIMO, which is similar to the technology employed by today's Wi-Fi routers. A simplified explanation is that MIMO entails concurrently opening up several data streams from and to your device, resulting in a theoretically quicker and more consistent connection. When it comes to frequency ranges, 5G will be similar to 4G bands, and most 5G modems will have backwards compatibility and fallback capabilities in the event that a full 5G signal is not available. But that's not all. 5G also makes use of a previously untapped portion of the radio frequency spectrum. This capability is enabled by the 5G new radio specification, which is capable of utilizing so-called millimeter waves in the EHF band, which operate between 30 and 300 gigahertz. Since these frequencies operate at a shorter wavelength, they can handle extremely large quantities of bandwidth. Examine the quality of IM radio compared to FM radio. The difference in signal quality and consistency is significant, owing in part to FM's higher frequency, which allows it to fit significantly more data into the same time window. The ability to store more data isn't the sole advantage. The reduction in latency, which has gone from an average of 3060 ms on 4G LTE to as little as 3 ms on 5G LTE, implies that data can go from one location to another much more quickly. It is also possible to make 5G radios smaller, which is beneficial on both ends of the communication spectrum. Devices will be able to save space, and individual 5G transmitters will be less invasive than present masts. Naturally, this leads to improved power efficiency, which in turn provides smart gadgets with the battery life they so desperately require. Much of this is theoretical at this point, as we are still in the very early stages of 5G deployment. In the same vein as the current rollout, the future rollout is anticipated to concentrate on supplying faster wireless internet before expanding to include additional infrastructure to improve latency and the number of smart devices. The service you receive today will, without a doubt, differ from the service you will receive as the network matures both in terms of additional masts and service upgrades. as well as the flip side of support massive the coin. When the network is supporting an increased number of 5G devices, it is likely to slow down a little bit. Do you have any knowledge of next generation hardware? But let us consider the long term. The tremendous speed improvement provided by 5G could fundamentally alter the way we think about all of our technology in the future, with potentially catastrophic ramifications for the development of virtually everything in the process. In a few years, the same generation that used to spend 5 minutes loading a few kilobytes of unstable computer software from cassette tapes would be able to download a full 4K movie to our phones in a matter of seconds. Communication between devices will be possible over the air at speeds that are literally faster than the speed of light. It has the potential to be the enabler of tomorrow's transportation network, which will be comprised of completely autonomous and seamlessly integrated automobiles and trucks. Future cars will be effectively accident-proof because they will share sensor and mechanical status data between them and communicate constantly with one another at super high speed. They will also balance their routing to avoid traffic in order to provide a more efficient ride, something that 4G does not have the muscle to keep up with efficiently at this speed. 5G's massive bandwidth might also be used to distribute goods by air, supporting an intricately piloted array of delivery drones that are programmed to stay within the appropriate airspace and avoid colliding with one another. Perhaps a Blade Runner-style flying car future isn't in the cards just yet. 5G can't do anything about gravity, unfortunately, but it's not difficult to see the implications of such a development. The tremendous capacity of 5G will also enable virtual reality, which is notoriously bandwidth intensive, to be taken to the next level. The cloud has the potential to eliminate not only the connected tether that makes most PC-based VR experiences unpleasant and limited, but it also has the potential to push powerful PCs themselves into obsolescence, thereby shifting all of that effort onto the cloud. You won't even need to be at home to put on a headset, as long as you're within 5G range, and those autonomous vehicles will be able to track you down if you happen to stroll into the street while you're in a different universe. In addition, because 5G has so low latency, virtual reality should react to your movements more precisely than ever before, removing the possibility of seasickness produced by today's minuscule delay. When it comes to crowding, 5G's massive capacity has the potential to make a significant difference. It is unlikely that you have ever attended a concert or a sporting event or even visited a bustling town center. The frustration of having an allegedly complete 4G signal but with really horrible data rates will be familiar to you. Your local 4G tower, as well as the frequencies it employs, are only capable of transmitting a certain amount of data at a time. To ensure that everyone gets a piece of the pie, it must be cut infinitesimally thin. 5G masts will be significantly more frequent and capable of supporting many more simultaneous devices, although speeds will be restricted by the infrastructure that connects those masts to the main internet network. Kit will be able to maintain a continuous connection. It is possible that smart devices will no longer be reliant on Wi-Fi and that the smart house will expand outwards. In fact, persistent low-power networking may allow tomorrow's smart devices to perform tasks that we cannot even envision today. The future has not been right, and we have only scratched the surface of the technology that 5G may one day enable, and there are some who believe that 5G will usher in a period of significant upheaval, including the extinction of local storage, the downfall of home internet, and perhaps the extinction of the smartphone as we know it. Lots of sci-fi ideation is going on right now, primarily because the prospect of living in a 5G future with incredible connectivity and network speed is so thrilling to consider. The good news is that this is the case. The bad news is that, despite the fact that 5G has a lot of potential, it is still in its early stages. Conveniently, it appears that the 5G NR standard has been broadly adopted over the world. Nevertheless, not every corporation initially committed to it. Verizon, for example, initially developed its own 5G formula that was unrelated to the others, though it has acknowledged that it will modify in the future if 5GNR fits its requirements. There are also differing interpretations of the 5GNR standard to contend with. For example, many countries' spectrum licensing restrictions do not allow for the usage of all conceivable bands of the standard, and networks are typically only allotted a fraction of the available bandwidth. In addition, 5G must contend with a slew of additional external variables. While it is capable of transmitting vast amounts of data at high speeds, 5G is significantly more susceptible to atmospheric interference than slower speed wireless technology. If you've ever compared 2.4 GHz Wi-Fi to 5 GHz Wi-Fi and seen the latter suffering with reach, this is a similar problem. 5G radio waves have a maximum propagation distance of roughly a kilometer, with a clear line of sight and with no impediments, and they are generally not functional beyond a range of about 250 meters or so. When you put walls or other impediments in the path, the space between you and the other person gets even shorter, because taking advantage of the quickest 5G transmissions necessitates close proximity to a mast, our mobile infrastructure, as well as the theory that underpins it, will need to undergo significant changes before 5G becomes the standard. We'll also want a significant improvement in device support. Backwards compatibility with 4G networks will not be an issue because the older system will not be phased out in the foreseeable future, although at the time of publication, we were still waiting for a number of corporations to completely embrace 5G. Having said that, networks have pledged to and pushed for a speedy rollout, and in the instance of O2 and Vodafone, they have even worked with one another to complete the task at hand. Device manufacturers are equally enthusiastic about getting on board, with a worldwide standard now appearing to have been ratified and new 5G masts cropping up all over the place. It is expected that 5G capability in phones and even home routers will become the norm. And let's not forget about the end user. We all want to get our hands on 5G gadgets as soon as possible. In other words, it's a perfect storm of consumer demand and, hopefully, supplier supply. 5G is unquestionably a step forward for technology, and it is tantalizingly near to being a reality. What exactly is the difference between 5G and 4G technology? Here are 11 things that 5G will be able to perform that 4G will not be able to achieve right now. In addition to the Samsung Galaxy S21 Ultra 5G, there are other fantastic 5G phones available on the market, ranging from the OnePlus 9 Pro to the LG G7 ThinQ. They have been expanding in tandem with the 5G networks, albeit coverage is still far from complete. When 5G is available in your area, it may be worth your while to sign up because it is far faster than 4G, has lower latency, and offers a boatload of other benefits in addition to faster connections. With its superior speed, smoothness of streaming, and other capabilities, it will soon overtake and supersede 4G as the most advanced mobile technology available today. The transition to 5G will not only bring better speeds, but it will also open the door to the development of completely new use cases that were previously unachievable or impracticable on 4G networks. Even if some of the most inventive uses for 5G technology may not have been envisaged at the time, keep reading to learn about 10 of the most interesting ones that we now know about. With no lag, this is the best online gaming experience available on a console today. Online gaming over a mobile network isn't always the ideal option, not only because of the sluggish speeds, but also because of the latency that might occur. With 5G, reaction time should be greatly reduced because latency is defined as the time it takes for a network to respond to a request. When you enter a command in game, it will be executed quickly, ensuring that you do not miss out on important kills or are forced to stand helplessly by as your character falls off the edge of a platform due to lagged gameplay. Greater network speeds will be able to handle more participants in these virtual worlds, which will result in online games being more detailed and closer to the quality of console-grade games. Also being investigated is the idea of game streaming using 5G to handle the heavy lifting in the cloud, enabling for higher-end games than your phone would otherwise be capable of, akin to what Google Stadia is capable of accomplishing. 8 Kelvin video streaming is the second most common video streaming format, after 4 Kelvin video streaming. Streaming 4 Kelvin video over 4G isn't something that many people do on their mobile phones, but it is possible. However, with 5G, it should be possible to make a quantum leap forward and send video at an 8 Kelvin resolution without the need to buffer the data. Given the faster transmission speeds of 5G, it is possible to deliver more information in the same period of time as with previous technologies. The result is that you can stream footage in substantially higher resolution while experiencing no obvious difference in the speed and smoothness with which the footage is delivered. Unfortunately, we do not presently have any devices that can take advantage of this feature, but we hope to have them in the near future. The technology will be available sooner rather than later, if not already. In the third place, large-scale downloads are done in a blink of an eye. Besides allowing for higher resolution streaming, 5G will also allow for considerably faster downloads, making it possible to watch 8 Kelvin movies on your smartphone. The download speed would be exceedingly slow even if it were technically able to do so over a 4G or even a 3G connection because of the large file size. Aside from that, the enhanced speed of 5G will make big downloads more viable, which could result in larger games and apps in the future with better graphics and more functionality. If this is the case, you may want to think about investing in an additional phone with a large amount of storage space in the future. The fourth alternative is virtual reality game streaming, which is currently available. Speaking of streaming games, once you move processing to the cloud, which 5G will assist in enabling, the sky is the limit in terms of what you can do in terms of quality and quantity. It is possible that we will see richly detailed virtual reality games that are far beyond the capabilities of current phone-based headsets, and possibly even the likes of the PlayStation VR, all of which will be played on a phone or even just a headset with no real computing capabilities integrated, in addition to console quality games. Number 5, virtual reality events that are broadcast live on the internet. Although the notion of using virtual reality to get closer to live sporting events and concerts is not new, it is still a rather peculiar one that necessitates the use of a fast home internet connection in order to be successfully executed. Because of 5G technology, you should be able to put on a mobile VR headset and listen to front row rhythms no matter where you are. Using 5G to live stream events in virtual reality has the potential to bring events to life in an entirely new way, at the same time making the prospect of paying money on tickets to attend in person appear substantially less appealing. 6. Greater live streaming of events in general would be a positive development. Because 5G is about more than just mobile phones, it has the potential to result in a considerable rise in the number of live events shown on television, which would be beneficial to both consumers and advertisers. With current technology, firms are hampered by reduced field speeds or massive equipment, such as broadcast trucks, which makes it unprofitable for them to operate in the first place. A large increase in the speed and portability of equipment are both possible as a result of 5G, making it practical and cost-effective to broadcast more specialized sporting events. Instead of simply being able to watch the big games, you may soon be able to watch every football match, and streaming live concerts may become the norm rather than the exception. tradition rather than the exception, traditional broadcasters will be able to compete with on-demand services such as Netflix, according to Redbee Media, a broadcasting services provider. By being able to broadcast more live events, traditional broadcasters will be able to show more events, which will help them compete with on-demand services such as Netflix. To put it another way, classic television may still have a place in the world. Counting down the minutes from seven intelligent homes and cities are becoming more common. A substantial impact might be made in the Internet of Things, which is one area where 5G's speed and bandwidth could make a significant difference. Despite the fact that we're already seeing the beginnings of this with everything from smart thermostats to smart lights making their way into people's homes, 5G should provide the capacity required to make practically every connected house smart. 5G should provide the capacity required to make practically every connected house smart. And it will not be confined to only residential properties. As 5G technology becomes more widely available, we should begin to see really smart towns and cities emerge. As a result of this technology, cities would be able to monitor pollution, traffic, pedestrian flow, energy usage, and other aspects in real time. It is possible that this will result in a reduction in resource consumption and expenditures, for example, by allowing streetlights to automatically dim when no one is around. Urban surroundings will become leaner and greener in the process. The globe is becoming more connected, and if you believe that is the case, you haven't seen anything yet. Autonomous vehicles in the mainstream are placed seventh in terms of adoption rate. In the near future, it is feasible that 5G will be the key to making self-driving autos a common sight on the road. The most efficient method for them to work is to send and receive data from other cars, smart roadways, and a variety of other sources as rapidly as possible. A network with minimal latency, plenty of capacity, and high dependability is required to accomplish this task effectively. 5G pledges to deliver on each and every one of these commitments. As reported by the BBC, the Ordnance Survey has discovered that when you turn on a light, it begins to illuminate immediately. In the case of autonomous vehicles, this is exactly what you need. If something goes wrong, the vehicle must come to a complete stop. A 5G network is therefore necessary. 9 is considered to be a lucky number. Calls made with the use of holograms. Today, it is feasible to make video calls, but what about holographic telephone conversations? According to this demonstration, Vodafone has already accomplished this successfully on 5G networks. Even though other technologies than 5G are involved, it means that, in the near future, you will be able to virtually be in the same room as the person with whom you are communicating, making the world appear smaller and, hopefully, drawing people closer together. 5G is just one of the technologies that will enable this. The 10th and final item on the list is augmented reality, which is also the most recent. Although there have been significant breakthroughs in augmented reality technology in recent years, the technology is still in its very early stages of development. 5G has the ability to revolutionize all of that. However, the ability to augment reality in significantly greater ways than is currently possible on existing networks will be enabled by the high speeds and low latency provided by the network. Eventually, you might even see completely tailored adverts projected onto the windscreen of your car or the lenses of your smart eyewear in the future. For example, when driving a car, 5G may be able to deliver features such as navigation instructions overlaid on the road when viewed via a smart windscreen, among other things. Those are just two examples, but it is clear that augmented reality has the potential to be used for much more than just Pokémon Go.